from Streamline Publishing and the offices of the Radio and Television Business Report and Radio Inc. Welcome to the Hispanic Radio Podcast. My name is Adam R. Jacobson. I'm the editor-in-chief of the Radio and Television Business Report, and it is my pleasure to introduce to this podcast Ana Maria Caraballo. Hi, how are you this afternoon?
I am great. How are you?
It's great to have you here. Ana Maria is the promotions director for JVC Broadcasting in the Nassau-Suffolk market of New York State. She is also the program director and an on-air personality at a radio station called 98.5 La Fiesta. That is WBON-FM. I want to first welcome you, Ana Maria, and ask you the first question on the top of my mind. So you're doing a Spanish language radio station in Suffolk County, New York. Now, I'm originally from New York. It's been several years since I lived in New York. When I think of Suffolk, I think of the Hamptons and people from Manhattan going out and having a good time all weekend. I don't really think of a Latino audience. Obviously, there's one there. So tell me a little bit about Suffolk County today and why having a tropical station is one of primary importance to the listening community.
I was just as surprised as you. When I got the phone call and I got the job here in Long Island, I used to live in New Jersey, and I thought that the Hamptons was for Paris Hilton or the Kardashians and recording their show. I didn't know that there was a huge Hispanic population here.
Exactly.
But to my surprise, especially for WBON, we are a very unique format within the tropical format because we cater to the very distinct Central American and Latin American community. What that means is that there is a huge population of the Hispanic community that was being underserved. John Caracciolo saw that from the beginning. And then I started looking into the places. There's many bodegas, shops, barbershops, restaurants that are the laborers are Hispanic. We do a concert every year. We do a couple concerts every year that bring out about 1,500 to 2,000 people each night for those concerts at the venue, at a venue in Patchogue. The majority of the population is from El Salvador, Guatemala, Mexico, Ecuador, Puerto Rico, and República Dominicana, including that Colombian population as well. So it's very diverse. Everybody is very unique. So what we do here at WBON is that within our tropical format, we also cater to them by playing de puntas, de cumbia, vallenato, and música salvadoreña. So we try within the mixes that we have to cater to everybody. When I moved to Long Island because of the job at JVC Broadcasting, I've learned that there is a big Puerto Rican and Dominican population in Central Islip, Brentwood, where the Puerto Rican Hispanic Day Parade takes place every year for the past 59 years. And La Fiesta has been honored to be a part of that particular parade for the past 10 years. Recently, about 5 years ago, they changed the name from Puerto Rican to Hispanic Puerto Rican Day Parade because of the huge Central American population that also needed to be serviced. Out here, we have the Colombian Festival that brings 20,000 people to the festival in Nassau County.
20,000 people. I mean, think about that. I mean, that is money that can go toward local businesses that may not be using Hispanic media that is, you know, again, a story where you could be losing out on dollars coming in from a population of consumers you're not talking to. Now they have an option.
And yeah, and in the Puerto Rican Day, the Puerto Rican Hispanic Day Parade, that brings 50,000 people. The main radio stations in the city, when you think of the boroughs like Queens, Bronx, Manhattan, they have the radio stations where they start to fade out here in Long Island. We get stronger. So we use that to our advantage. We are not we're not rated. We're not a rating station, but we sell results. So by being live and local, by telling the local business owners, give me 3 weeks and I will show you the power of radio. Right today, this morning, I had a family that came. They're the living dream of the they live the American dream. They came from Ecuador about 25 years ago. They have four salons in Long Island, and they came as immigrant families. They started working at a pizzeria, then opened up these salons, and today they launched their hair product line. And they have more than four locations just in Suffolk County with a big enough audience to promote their hair products. So, and the first call was, let's go to Fiesta, let's promote it, because this is an American dream. You know, they lived the dream, exactly. They worked. And right now as immigrants, they could say, I came from El Ecuador, I made a life for myself and my children. And we have four hair salons, a beauty product line, and they have a lot of things in the way. So Fiesta comes in stronger where the big SBS and Univision markets start to fade a little bit. So live and local, there's less red tape that they have to go to. I can talk to the owner of the radio station, which is two offices down from mine, and we make things happen. We work with the clients. If we don't have a special space for them, we create it. We create a way to become creative and promote their business.
And it's also going back to live and local. You're really talking to the community by becoming a part of the community. It's not, hey, we're here, now advertise. You're integrating your brand as a community member. And I think that the result is you're going to get local businesses to participate. And again, it's all about coming together in ways that some radio stations can't do. And again, for our audience that is listening in Manhattan, next time you take LIRR to go out to the Hamptons, bring a little Walkman with you if they still exist. Or if you're driving on the LIE, when you get to Medford, you know what happens. You start to lose those New York City signals. And guess what? That's where the Fiesta has come in. You mentioned John Caracciolo. He is the owner of JVC Broadcasting. Before we wrap up, tell me what it is that really struck him about flipping the switch and saying, yes, we're going to put a Spanish language format on the east end of Long Island to make it work.
One of the things that I most admire of John Caracciolo is his advocacy towards the Hispanic community. He saw a need and took an opportunity, took a chance from just driving around in different towns here in Long Island, especially in Suffolk County. He said, we need to serve these consumers. We need to give them an outlet. These businesses need to be promoted in the big outlet that is underserved by these big corporations that come in and charge you so much money for the advertising. We could do it at a smaller scale and give you better results. We work closely with local politicians to keep the community informed, not only about national issues, but local issues. Marcelo Lucero was a big case here in Long Island. It was a guy that was murdered. It was a racial profiling case. That happened many, many years ago. We took front and center for that. We were part of the documentary on PBS, Not in Our Town. So where we talk about racism and we bring that to the airwaves and people share their experiences. We also talked to Lolita Rodriguez, which is a police officer, to tell my community, our community, that we're here to help you and protect you. We speak to local politicians like the Assemblyman Phil Ramos, Monica Martinez, legislator, who we join forces to talk about TPS and DACA and give our listeners free information for them to get educated with these new changes in DACA and TPS. So not only provides the music to provide them entertainment, but also the information for people not to fear with the changes coming up, but be informed. And that's something that we did alongside with the lawyers of Liga de Justicia. We provided this venue, we worked together, and we assisted about 1,200 people in one time, and then about another 800 people the second time of that forum. It was a free forum for the community.
Well, I want to congratulate you on the efforts that you have done, and I wish you much continued success, Ana Maria. I love the fact that you're very community-oriented, giving people information to improve their lives, information to better themselves, and again, giving the advertising community a connection to this important listening group. So without further ado, gracias, Ana Maria Caraballo from JVC Broadcasting. Again, my name is Adam R. Jacobson. This Hispanic Radio Podcast is a presentation of Streamline Publishing, copyright 2018. Have a great day.